taking care of Sienna right now because she has a little situation where her man really wants to get tattoos. He's been telling Sienna, how many years you guys been together?
We've been together in total 7 years now.
7 years. She's known he wanted tattoos. The time is here, and she's never mentioned to him that she doesn't like tattoos on men.
I don't want him to get them.
It's like a first date question.
It really is, right?
Yes. Do you like tattoos? Do you have any tattoos?
No. Let's leave it that way.
Yeah, we just got straight to the other fun part.
All right. We're going to call your husband. Well, you're going to call your husband, Ivan. Mm-hmm. And you're just going to let him know because we are big advocates of communication, ladies and gentlemen, not just in relationships, in friendships, with your work folks. Communication is key. So let's let your husband, Ivan, know that you don't care for, or are you going to just tell him you don't want him to?
I'm going to let him know that I don't really want him to get them done.
Oh, man.
Because I was going to keep this to myself, but I guess we're going to do it.
I'm going to say your opinion is cool. Mine's better.
Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Morning Mess. Sienna's husband, Ivan, a.k.a. Babe.
How's it going?
We know you're just trying to enjoy your coffee this morning and just trying to get to work, make some money for you and your wifey. But!
But! They're putting me on spot here, so I'm a little nervy here. So you know how you wanted to, my sweet husband of mine, to get some sleeve tattoos by the end of the year-ish?
Yeah, I do recall, yes.
What if your sweet, loving wife told you that she doesn't really want you to get them?
Ooh.
Not the ooh.
I would start off by asking why. You know, at least some sort of an explanation would be nice.
I mean, I just like how you look already. I don't know. I don't think I will be used to seeing you all sleeved up, a leg tattoo. I don't know how I feel about it.
Like, just think about how cool I look now.
Okay.
Then imagine me how cool.
All right, let's hang up on him. No,
that's really good. It's really good, Ivan. Keep going.
Point, Ivan.
No. I think you will look good, and I think I'll learn to get used to it. No, I don't like saying it like that, but you know
just
what I mean.
Get it out of the way, Sienna.
But I don't know if I want you to get them, okay? That's it. There, JD.
Are you guys not going to back me up on this? What's the situation? I say nothing, dude.
I don't think it's that big of a deal. You're always intentional with your stuff, and I feel like if this is what you want, it's really not that big of a deal. It doesn't change who you are as a person.
I will say, I am team say something, but not say something for you not to get them. I just think she needs to communicate with her husband what... listen, Ivan and Sienna, back in the days when I was married, not to say you guys are going to head for divorce or anything. God forbid. My ex-wife wanted to get her nose pierced. One of those rings, sneer rings, like in her nose.
Yeah, like the little bowl-looking ones.
Yeah, I just didn't like it. Mm. I told her that. She didn't care.
And she did it anyway.
She did it anyway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least I'm aware of Ivan getting these done. But yeah, communication is the best. But I didn't want to tell you because I know you always appease me, which is not a bad thing. I don't want to make that sound like it's a bad thing. But you appease me to where you're like, okay, if you don't want me to get them, I won't. And I don't want you to regret or resent me for that, which is why I was going to say nothing. But then I don't want it to happen and then I don't say nothing. See, I'm just conflicted all over.
Yeah, now it's even more... complicated decision.
Oh no!
It's not like I'm getting the lips on the neck either. You know what I mean? Like it's gonna be like a full sleeve on the right, full leg sleeve on the right. Just I'm gonna look so cool. It's gonna be so cool.
Well, seems like your mind's made up regardless.
So when's your appointment?
You.
Is there any kind of let me go to this? Is there any kind of compromise?
I don't know what the compromise would be. I think it's something that I just need to get used to. I mean, he sacrifices a lot for me, so maybe I'm just like, hey, it's on him if it comes out good or if it doesn't come out good, and it's just something I have to live with. I don't know.
Are you throwing into the air that I'm about to get a bad tattoo? Is that what you
No, you're going to find a great artist, and you'll have Joey's recommendations because he has 10,000 of them.
Porky.
There you go.
Porky and then Martinez.
I have faith.
Oh, God.
It's giving me a headache. You should have just said nothing to begin with. You wouldn't even be here. Literally. Sorry, Ivan.
Well, at least I spoke my mind and it's off my chest.
There it is. It's done.
There's the win for the day.
Yeah.
So
welcome to my life, guys.
I know. No, we already know. That's why I said say nothing. Here we are.
I just have to talk it out.
Have fun at home.
I'm proud of you. Told him. You communicated to you. I'm not telling you not to get tattoos. No one's telling you not to get tattoos. Mm-hmm. But your wife has communicated to you. Do with that with what you will.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is
both arms up.
Yeah, both arms
Joey
up.
Joey has both arms up saying do with that what you will.
Probably not getting them now. But we love you, Ivan.
Yeah, love you guys too. I'm so confused now.
You'll be all right.
Well, see you later.
Everybody say bye to Ivan.
See you later,
bye.
Ivan.
See you guys.
He just canceled the appointment. I'm pretty sure of it.
The money he saved up, he could buy me something with it. It's fine.